This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Nat's Landing. And now, here is your host, George Tindall. Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for George Tindall on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we are each and every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We'll be here the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, Parker's, Belinda Thomas Realty, Ashley Business Solutions, Awesome Nissan, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, and of course by our host, Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick.
Still got a few people cheering. I was wondering how it was going to turn out.
Well, tough loss. You're going to jump in that way?
Yeah. I always just jump in head first. I tell them it's not like bathwater. I'm not going to ease into it, so we might as well just go ahead and jump in.
All right. We'll do that. So we'll start where I guess we should start, where most people would like us to start. 21-0 after the first half. Let's talk about what we did right in the first half to get up 21-0.
I thought we executed pretty well offensively early on. I think we had 264, 65 yards in the first half. We were doing quite a few things correct, making some plays. We got some one-on-one matchups that we wanted, and we connected on them. And defensively, we were doing enough. We gave up some. We had some busted coverages, but we just got lucky. They dropped one, and we made a few plays on defense that got us off the field, made a couple interceptions. Jaden picked one off. He undercut the receiver and picked one off. And then Denver undercut one and picked one off down near the end zone. So we made a few plays, and we were up 21-0. But, we were looking pretty good at half, but we'd had some people get nicked up, too, in the first half, and we knew that was coming.
Well, you took the words out of my mouth, Coach. I wanted to talk to you about any injuries suffered in the first half leading to what happened in the second half.
Well, I think what led to the second half was the 4 weeks of us not really playing a full game. We had the hurricane, so we were off that week, didn't get to play tipped area, so that was a four-quarter game. We didn't get a full effect of it. And then, we go to BCA and we get a lightning delay, which eventually canceled the game. We only played a quarter and a half, and then we come back home. We play Augusta Prep. I think we're beating them 35-0 with 3 minutes or 4 minutes to go in the first quarter, or so we're rotating everybody out, and then you get an open week, and then you go play, and so we weren't in game shape. It was our biggest thing, and then we had a bunch of injuries. We had three or four guys that were nicked up, and it really hurt us going in that second half, where we couldn't get rotation. We don't have a ton of depth, but those guys going out, it kind of killed us a little bit.
With the storm, I agree with you. This has been one of the more peculiar seasons that I can remember as a Frederica Academy football fan, missing the week. And then I think there was, we got all the way past one full month before we even got a home game.
Yeah, it's been like that. It's been strange, but, I think we got a rebound, and you got to handle adversity. And I told the kids in the first half when we went in and before the game started, we're going to have adversity, and we have to be able to handle it. I didn't think we did a very good job as a staff or as myself. I don't think we handled it very well, getting the kids to handle it. And that was probably more our fault than anything.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, kid, we come out of the half. We're up 21-0. Big region game, by the way, too.
Yeah.
And you got to feel good about what's happening. And then they start to chip, they start to chip, they start to chip. What happened in the second half that we didn't do in the first half?
We gave up the big play too many times in the second half. They got one-on-one matchups, and they made big plays. I think they had five plays that were 30 yards or more. So we gave up big plays, and we didn't get off the field on third down. I talked about that all week. We didn't get off the field on third down. You get somebody third and six, third and seven, you got to get off the field. You can't give up another big play. And we didn't do a very good job of that in the second half. And then offensively, we just kind of went stagnant up front. It looked like we just kind of run out of gas. We weren't moving anybody around up front on offense, and we always played behind the chains. It seemed like some type of silly penalty always put us behind the chains. Had numerous penalties in the second half. I think it was a lot of it was that we were just tired. We were mentally didn't stay disciplined, and we had a lot of penalties. So when you're starting out and it's first and 15 or first down and 22 or something like that, it's hard to battle back from that.
Coach, as the head coach, you know, I'm sure you're sitting there in a situation, you're kind of seeing what's happening. So is there something that you can do on the sideline? You know, you're no longer in the locker room, but, you know, it gets to, because I saw the score, you know, it got to be something like 21-16 or something around there. They're late in the football game. Do you think to yourself, gather your kids, gather your troops, talk to them, to try to snap them out of whatever's going on, or is that just something that you just kind of got to play through?
You know, for us, my thing was we'd already called one timeout. We were trying to get personnel on the field. I called one timeout too, and I thought maybe we'd get them snap out of it. But there's a time that you can look in people's eyes and you know that it's one of those things we're just trying to hold on. We were trying to hold on all the way around, and I think for us that was crucial Friday night. You know, I thought the kids, they played hard, they gave everything they had. We just didn't have the depth to rotate in and out, and I think we just got tired a little bit, fatigued, and it really showed. Not playing a full game in 4.5 weeks really paid, you know, it paid off for them, and they had played a couple games. You know, they played John Village 4 quarters, they played BCA 3.5 quarters, they kept their guys on the field and ran a lot of plays. You know, I just think that there were some plays in the game that I thought that when it changed momentum, we got they scored, made it 21-8, and then we got the ball and ran it back down to the 40 or 50 yard line, and then the next play, Kyle Perez broke it and scored and made it 28-8, and I said, okay, we're fine, we're going to be okay, and I thought we're good. If we don't give up anything real quick, we can battle them a possession here, we're going to be okay. And I'd be dang if we don't give up a deep pass. And it was a busty coverage. And I yelled at Bryce, but Bryce was not the one that was responsible. It was Denver. And so I apologized to Bryce on Monday morning, but told him I was sorry. You know, I think for us, the busty coverage, and then we give up that touchdown right there, it kind of just – they found a way to keep momentum on their side, and we could never find a way to get it back. And – you know, in high school sports, sometimes momentum plays more than the X's and the O's at times.
Pinewood, with that win, takes pretty good control of the region at this point. That gives them two region wins and wins over, in my opinion, probably the two best teams other than them in the region with you and Bullock. I believe there are other wins against Bullock in the region. So it looks like they're going to be the team to beat in the region. Now, you guys have won the region a ton, 5 straight.
I think it's been 3 or 4 straight.
Yeah, 3, 4, 5 straight. I think it's, yeah. I want to give you 5, so we'll go 5. How good are they?
Well, they're pretty good. I'm not going to take anything away from Pinewood, but if we play like we're capable of playing and finish the game and do what we need to, we don't get some people nicked up, beat up, we lose some depth, I still think that we win the game. You know, if we can make a play or two here and there, we probably win the game, but we didn't, and they deserved the win. Unfortunately, they did beat Bullock early, but it didn't count as a region game, so they've got to play Bullock again.
Got it.
And
okay.
It counts as a region game, so maybe Bullock upsets them.
So they're not as in control of the region.
They're not as in control, right. So we got to win out and keep the points, the points scored against us down, and then if Bullock beats them, we got to beat Bullock and try to shut Bullock out at home in the last game and try to win the region again. So that's going to be how it's going to shake down if we get a 3-way tie.
We're going to head to break here, but I will tell you this. With that win that Pinewood pulled out, they slid in the Jason Bishop top 10 power rankings.
Thanks.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network right now. These words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. If you want it, chances are Southern Hardware has it. Southern Hardware, located right off exit 29 in Brunswick, or check them out at southernhardwareinc.com. 912-267-7992.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Ouch, Charlie, that really hurts. Hey, listen, don't you like that jingle? Anyways, we're doing this till the end of the month. We're going to give you $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. That's right, $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book. Come check us out. We are selling used cars as fast as we get them in. So we're going to give you top dollar for your trade at Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Check us out, Awesome Old Town. Wasn't that a beautiful jingle? Hey, bring your car down $3,000 more than Kelley Blue Book.
Awesome Nissan Facebook. Also, give us a call. Our sales staff is waiting, 912-264-3825.
Plus tax and title, down payment with approved credit. All deals subject to final approval of dealer principal.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for George Tindall on location from Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment is brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Southern Hardware, and by Awesome Nissan. Well, Coach, I think before we jump into the next segment, the most important thing that I can say in this show is happy birthday, Becky Derrick.
Yes, happy birthday. She makes the magic happen.
Absolutely. And I don't think you'll get an argument from anyone on that.
That's right. So the coach's wife, she does a great job. She keeps me on the P's and Q's. She's got it all taken care of.
Okay, Coach, so moving on, as you now get prepared, you're going to be taking on Westfield, who is 1-6 overall. They won their first game this past week, which was a region game against Trinity, 16-14, 1-1 in the region, a 1-6 football team. Are they a typical 1-6 football team?
They've gotten better and better every week. They're trying to find an identity, and I think they found a little bit of one against Trinity, so they're going to try to run the ball, be physical up front. They're pretty good size. They're going to play a typical 4-4 defense, but offensively they're going to get the double tight end every now and then, try to smash us in the face and run the ball and control the ball. So we're going to have to be physical. We're going to have to play, physical football for four quarters, because I don't think it's going to be one of them that we just run away with. So we have to get prepared to go and play another four quarters.
Defensively, how do you get prepared for them?
Well, we're going to try to load the box as much as possible. We went normally a 3-4 defense. We've done a few changes this week to do some 4-man, 5-man fronts, do some slanting, and then do some things to create a little havoc, because we're not as big as everybody up front, so we got to move our guys a little bit to create some problems for them. So we're going to try to do that and bring some linebackers, and we moved a few people around, due to injuries. We've had to move a few people around. Hopefully we can lay in there and battle and take care of business. I think the kids have had a pretty good approach to it this week, went to work pretty hard, and they've done a good job on defense of figuring out what we're doing. So, maybe we can get in the right spots and make the right plays and take care of business.
Offensively, do you just stick to your normal game plan, or is there something that you want to try to get into as far as a matchup that you see?
Well, it's going to depend on our health a little bit. We're going to check our matchups as much as possible. And I think our guys have done a pretty good job this week of finding it. We're trying to limit a bunch of guys in practice, so hopefully they play at full capacity on Friday night. But at the same time, we're going to try to get those matchups. We love to get matchups with Denver on certain people one-on-one, and our receivers being physical. And, of course, our inside running game depends a lot on our guys that's been running. And Mikael got hurt, but Deke does a good job of that. Kyle Perez is going to have to be a fixture in there. And then, of course, Denver Anthony's going to have to run the ball up inside some too. So for us, it's just going to be a game of how physical we're going to be, how bad do we want it. We're just going to have to go over there and take it. So We're going to get prepared. We're going to do a lot of things up front that's going to try to create some chaos on defense. And offensively, we just got to be physical up front and get some running lanes. If we get some running lanes, I think we'll be okay.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, midweek now, so I'm sure you've probably emphasized to your kids, with this being a region game, already dropping the game in the region, just how important this game is.
It's extremely important. We talked about it a little bit the other day. We need to go not just win, we got to really try to go and shut them out, you know, but just because of the points and the way it could work with a three-way tie. So the goal is to go win, try to preserve a shutout at the same time and not give up the big play on defense, and let's be smart and, you know, be disciplined in what we do. So the biggest thing for us is, you know, we got to go win this football game to keep ourselves in the running to try to get this, I don't know what which one it would be for the region championship, our continuous streak, but we're still in the running for it, and that's what the kids got to be ready to be prepared and, you know, go out there and play as hard as you can and leave it all on the line to have a chance.
Playing in a five-team region is always tough because you end up in a lot of situations where most time, I guess, you're going to have one team that wins all their games and you have one team that doesn't win a game at all, and you got the middle teams, but every once in a while, you get that log jam somewhere where you got everybody's got one loss, everybody's got two losses or something like that. And so when you mentioned points a second ago, explain what you mean to folks that might not understand what you've meant.
Well, for us, if you get a three-way tie, let's say you got three teams that all have one loss, they're going to go off of the first tiebreaker is the number of points allowed with your region opponent. So they're going to look at the first so many quarters or a full game of how many points you allow. Right now, we've allowed 30 points. Pinewood's allowed 28. So we would be second behind them, but if Bullock beats Pinewood and then we beat Bullock, then they take everybody's points and figure out who gave up the least amount of points, and whoever gave up the least amount wins the tiebreaker in the three-way, and then it goes back to head-to-head to see who beat who. So it's a mathematical game. It takes a little bit of an Einstein to figure it out, but our thing is we got to go win and we got to take care of business.
Tiebreakers are always clear.
Oh, yeah, you know, exactly. Sometimes they just draw them out of a hat.
We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Ashley's Business Solutions is excited for another great season of Knights football. Keep Ashley's in mind when your business is looking to buy local. We specialize in the sales and service of printers, copiers, and mailing equipment. For 36 years, we have helped over 6,000 companies in South Georgia streamline productivity, enhance security, reduce costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Call us, 912-267-7802. Ashley's Business Solutions, tomorrow's solutions for today's office.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch. Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors, coolers, suntan oil, beach chairs, ice? Parker's. Check out our splash fountain with the famous chewy ice? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop, sitting in for George Tyndall on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Parker's, Jessup Furniture, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. If you're a Braves fan, it is not your night.
No, not at all, unfortunately.
Okay, Coach, so we've talked a little bit about last week's game. We previewed this week coming up. And so I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about your team and your season going forward and kind of where you are. On paper, it says Frederica is a 2-3 football team. I don't necessarily see Frederica as a 2-3 football team. I feel like that we're much, much better than that.
Yeah, you know, I think you look at game one when we played Charlton, we had 5 turnovers. We don't turn the ball over, we probably win that game. We played Valwood right down to the end. You know, it's 13-13 with 5 minutes to go. I think, you know, depth and injuries kind of depleted us going into that one. And then we go win those other 2 games. And then the other night we're up 21. So, and you know, a little bit of the injury bug at the half, and then, you know, the depth kind of was an issue there. But I think that whole 4 weeks of not being able to play hurt us a ton and not playing a full game. So, you know, we could very well easily be 3-2, 4-1, or 5-0 right now. You know, we just made some mistakes here and there, and you know, I think just Mother Nature's kind of played a little trick on us some, so it is what it is, but we've got to go out and continue to play hard and try to get these next 4 wins. And I think if we can get some momentum and get feeling good about it, we'll be all right. You know, I think right now we're a little uncertain, and that's weird to think, considering we won the state championship last year. But, you know, we looked at it on the board the other day, and last year we had 9 guys that could come off the field, and then we put a new fresh 9. They might not be able to 2 or 3 guys playing both ways, whereas this year we got 7 guys or 8 guys playing both ways every snap. So a little bit different. Our whole offensive line last year besides Will Thompson came off, and so we could make an adjustment on the sideline with the offensive line pretty much. And then if we needed to make a major adjustment with the whole offensive line, we could take Will off too and run another guy on out there at the 4i and play and not have a huge drop-off. This year, we've not had that luxury. We're trying to make adjustments in between series and punts and all that stuff, so we've not had that luxury of being able to get 9 guys off the field to rest and then send another friend, send, you know, let them get off for a series and then go back out and play. And I think that's played a big deal right now, is you got a lot of guys playing both ways. When I say both ways, I'm not talking just offense and defense. I'm talking they're covering punts, they're playing field goal, they're on kickoff team, kickoff return. So it's, you don't realize it, but 4 or 5 guys really, if you have 4 or 5 more guys out there that give you a little more depth that could play, that would be huge for us. But we got what we got, and we're going to have to go play with what we have, and it's the cards we're dealt. So we're going to have to put them on the table and either ante up or bluff and try to get out as quick as possible. So we're going to ante up and go play.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, 5 games in. Really quick, I wanted to ask you about the Tift area game. Any plans to make that game up?
We're not going to be able to because of our schedule. Their open date does not match any of ours, so there'll be no way to get that one made up. Plus, they're in that region already. They're in their region schedule, deep into it, and about to get good and started. So they played Valwood last week and lost 21-14, I think.
So no, meet us in the parking lot.
No, I don't think so. It's a long parking lot. It's going to be a long ride to find the parking lot we can go play in, but we won't be doing that. You know, that again, I think that one was a big, you know, you look back on it, you go, well, could that have helped us or hurt us? But I think it just gets us prepared more and more for what we were going to go against. And it helps us as a coaching staff to see what we need to tweak in our lineup and who we need to move around to get the maximum production out of our team. not being able to play that game kind of hurt us, considering we had a short game of BCA, and then of course the Augusta prep was not shortened, but it was for starters and stuff.
Coach, so five games in, you know, last year, team identity, you guys were very physical and very fast. What is your, in your opinion, five games in, your team identity to this point?
I think we're fast. We're still pretty fast on the defensive front, and our secondary does a pretty good job. But it's on the back end of it, we just don't have that speed, that breakaway speed on the offensive end that we had last year. We could throw it out there for a 1 yard pass and it could end up a 70-yard touchdown run because one guy made you miss, he might be gone. You know, we've been opening some holes, we've made some plays. I think that the more and more we do it, our identities, we've got to chip away. We've not had that explosive playmaker take over on offense where we can attack somebody and score on an 80-yard run. You know, you graduate five guys, you know, five guys go off play college football out of 12. So it's a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, I think so far so good. The offense is starting to figure things out and chip away. And we scored 28 points. It wasn't like we didn't not scoring points. We just got to go out there and make plays on defense and continue. I thought our defense has played really good until that second half a little bit. They made some big plays and we couldn't respond to them in some areas. So, you know, nothing's lost. We just got to go out and continue to play hard.
Well, Coach, if you remember last year when I did one of these shows with you, I picked you guys to win the state championship and you went ahead and did that. Because I predicted it. So I'm going to go back on record and predict that Frederick Academy once again wins the GISA AAA State Championship back-to-back. Write it down. You heard it here first.
I hope so. I'll tell you what. We do. We'll be dancing. We'll be dancing in the streets again like we were last year. So, you know, I hope it holds up. So can you get that right and wrote down for me and signed? Can we get it notarized so that it's official?
Not a problem. I'll get Kit Branch to notarize it.
Great. That's very reliable right there.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Show. I'm Jason Bishop, signing off.